All right, welcome everyone. Reconvening public session of the Oregon Board of Accountancy's board meeting. This is October 19th, 2021 and 1:38 p.m. On the public board meeting agenda, we are now on item 7, motions on cases heard in executive session. Is there a motion for the consent agenda recommending to close reporting inquiries? Jason?
Yeah. Know what we're doing?
Yes. So the recommended to close reporting inquiries.
Right. Yeah. So I make a motion to close reporting inquiries 044, 059, and 026.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Oh, hold on, so you got different years on one of those, so just to clarify, 18-044, 2018-059, and 2019-026?
Yeah.
Okay, is there any further discussion by board members? All in favor of closing inquiry 2018-044, 2018-059, and 2019-026, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed. Item 7B, consent agenda recommended to close inquiries.
I make a motion to close inquiry 2020-08047, 2021-08016, 2021-08026,
no.
2021-08026.
No. Jason, you need to leave inquiry 2021-026 for a separate order. Can you just start that one over?
Yes, all right. Okay, so I think I'm going to close for a 2020-08047, 2021-08016, 2021-08027, 2021-08028.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, is there further discussion? All in favor of closing those inquiries, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, Jason?
I make a motion to close inquiry 2021-026.
I'll second it.
Sure.
Is there further discussion?
Adam, do we have a recusal?
I'm recusing on, this is Raul, Raul, board member. I'm recusing on this motion.
Thank you, Raul. Any further discussion? All in favor of closing 2021 inquiry 026, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. And Jason, I just wasn't sure, can somebody correct me, but did in that first motion that you provided, did you include 2021 inquiry 017? Okay, Mr. Brewer. Okay. So I think, Mr. Brewer, you might still be on. We need you to mute your audio, please. Thank you. Okay, Jason? Sorry. Jason, I can't hear you. You're on mute.
Sorry. To answer your question, Nancy, I did not have 2021-3017 on the list.
Okay, so can we go ahead and hear a motion for that now? For closure?
I make a motion for 2021-3017 for a letter of concern.
I'll second the motion.
Sorry, that's just a straight up closure.
Yeah, it's just a closure.
Oh, it's just a closure? Okay, so let me redact that and I make a motion for 2021-3017 for closure.
I'll second it.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor of the closure, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, on item 7C, other motions, compliance with settlement agreements.
Wait, have any film? Maybe.
Well, we have the one. Actually, that'll go forward and just our other voting. I'll circle that when we may need to come back to it, but I think we're going to be okay in our next list. So I'm going to move on to items 8, consideration of settlement proposals. So the first one is case number 20-012.
Before I go on to that, isn't item 7C where you vote on investigations that were heard?
That was the piece of okay, thank you, Jeremiah. Okay, in the matter of case number 20-002, they are in.
I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020, crime 8. Board communications and investigations are not timely responded to the board.
I'll second the motion.
Is there a further discussion?
Yeah, I was trying to jump in there before a motion was made, but this is Joe Sullivan. I'm recusing myself in this case.
Thank you, Joe. Other discussion? Okay. All in favor of a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, in the case of 20-035.
Do we want to do a motion for all of these individually?
Yes, on these, if it's an investigation, it needs to all be individual.
Okay. I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0010, Crime 1, Crime B. Due professional care by client, my tax return, please.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion? All in agreement of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried.
In 620-035, I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020, print 3. Reporting requirements by not timely disclosing regulatory inquiries to the board.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed.
for investigation 20-035. I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020, Crant 8, Board of Communications and Investigations by not timely responding to the Board of Communications.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
For investigation 20-035, I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0010, Crime 1, Crime C, planning and supervision by not properly supervising the work performed by a subcontractor.
I'll second the motion.
Further discussion by the board? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Jason, you've got one more motion to make on this case.
For page 20-025, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020, Pen 1, professional misconduct by filing a penalty of evasion request with invalid information.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, in the case 21-011.
In the case 21-011, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-010-0080. For holders of certificate or license or other in other states by practicing public accounting in Oregon without an Oregon license.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion is passed. Case number 21-012.
For case number 21-012, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of ORS 673.320, Prent 3, use of the term CPA for holding on to CPA.
I'll second it.
For a further discussion, for a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Go ahead, Jason.
Sorry, I was going to move on to the next one. Is that one back?
Well, there was...
Second part to it.
The second part to it.
Okay. So for case number 21-012, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-010-0130 and 1. Last licenses for practicing public accounting fall out.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For the vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, in case number 21-015.
For case number 21-015, I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801. 1-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0 settlement agreement issued by the board.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion by the board? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, case number 21-016.
The case of case 21-016. I make a motion for sufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020 S5-D, acting to others by hiring an individual to perform services that has prohibited from being performed.
I'll second it.
Any discussion by the board? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, so now we're done with item 7C. Okay, moving on to item 8, consideration of settlement proposals.
There are two more.
There are two more. What did I? That's right. Sorry.
21-013 and 21-014.
Yes.
Okay. For the case 21-013, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-010-0080, holders of certificates or licenses in other states by practicing public accounting in Oregon without Oregon licensure.
I'll second it.
Further discussion by the board? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is carried. Case number 21.
Go ahead.
You got it, Jason.
In case number 21-014, I make a motion for insufficient evidence in violation of OAR 801-030-0020 S5-10B, acting to others for allowing a non-active CPA to provide services in the name of the firm.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion by board members? For a vote of insufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Yes. Okay, moving on to item 8, consideration of settlement proposals in the case of 20-012.
Investigation 20-012 dealt with issues of due professional care and practicing law lapse. The settlement arrived at $3,000 of penalties, $1,000 of costs, stay, $1,500 penalties, and $1,000 of costs for a net due of $1,500.
Is there a motion to accept the settlement proposal?
I make a motion to accept the settlement.
I'll second it.
Further discussion? For a vote to accept the settlement proposal in the matter of case number 20-012, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, item B, case number 20-031. 20-032, 20-033, and 20-044.
These investigations, that last one should be 20-034.
20-034.
Yeah, my fault. These investigations had to do with issues of practicing while lapsed and firm operating while the firm was terminated, not providing the board with current contact information, and not timely responding to board communications. We arrived at $10,000 of penalties, $1,000 of costs, stayed $7,500 of penalties, and $1,000 of costs for a net due amount of $2,500, payable in installments over a two-year period.
Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the settlement as proposed, or we need to rattle off all basically 20-031, 20-032, 20-033, and 20-034.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? For a vote of accepting the settlement proposal, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Case number 21-011.
This investigation had to do with issues of holding out without proper licensure and lack of firm registration. We have $2,500 of civil penalties, $1,000 of costs. We stayed $500 in penalties and $1,000 of costs for a net due amount of $2,000.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to accept the settlement for case number 21-001 as proposed.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion by the board? For a vote of yes to accept the settlement proposal, state aye. Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried. Mayor, those all, I'm just want to confirm that's everything that we needed to vote on for cases, correct? Okay, Jeremiah, I'm seeing the nod of yes. Great, thank you. All right, moving on. Item 9, review of the public board summary. This is informational only. Were there any changes or any matters that need to be discussed? Okay, the next item is new business. There is a request from Kimberly Martin. Kimberly, staff, go ahead and provide just an overview.
Okay. The memo kind of spells it all out. She has requested a waiver of the 8-year rule at a couple of board meetings, one on February. And most recently, she sent an email regarding her timeline, which is what the board requests that she do to be able to get licensed in a period of time that extends beyond the 8-year rule. I feel like what she has provided to us, staff recommendation is to have allow Ms. Martin to. Let's see, Ms. Martin has provided a thoughtful timeline in order to obtain her CPA license. Board staff recommends a 2-year extension. Should she encounter any further medical issues or setbacks, we would like to evaluate that. She's really had some tough times and is still dealing with that. She is working at Aldrich, and that's our recommendation as a staff.
And how long has it been since she's been licensed?
Well, she's not licensed.
So it's just, it's a request for the 8-year extension becoming licensed?
That's correct.
Okay. Discussion by the board? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to allow this one-time exemption to extend the timeline for an additional 3 years for her CPA licensure.
I'll second it.
further discussion by the board? Here's one of the questions I have. Kimberly, how often have we made an exception to the 8-year rule?
Very rarely. However, I feel like we've never seen someone that has this many extenuating circumstances. There's trifecta there.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions or comments by the board? Okay, for a vote of in favor of extending the 8-year requirement and allowing an additional 3 years, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item up is our meeting calendar for the next year. We've got the board meetings and work sessions February 17th, June 9th, September 29th, and December 15th. And so one of the things I want to bring up, so we moved this to Thursday. Our board meetings to Thursdays a couple years ago, and I am the guilty party for why this changed. I had a conflict. So I just want to check and hear from everyone. You know, is Thursdays good, or do you want to move it back to Fridays?
Today's the day.
Fridays is not the best way to start the weekend, on my opinion.
Okay. Any other?
I'd rather not do it on Friday, because if I can get away, that's when I do it.
Thursdays is good for me.
Okay, then let's stick with Thursdays. All right. Any concerns with the dates? Okay, so I think it all looks good. I guess the only thing, Kimberly, is that the December 15th, as we get into the holidays, I'm hoping that that's not going to cause a conflict. So I've got on my list that this is one that we have to vote on. So is there a motion to accept the board meetings and work session dates as presented?
I make a motion to accept the board meetings and dates as presented.
I'll second it.
And if we ever need to change it, that would be, you know, like we do.
Yeah. Great. Okay, for a vote of yes, accept the dates as presented, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed. Great. Item 11, report of the OSCPA.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. A couple things coming up. So CPE programming is well underway for fall, winter 21-22. We are expecting or hoping to be back with flight programming in mid-January. We'll see how that goes. We are watching the Delta variant carefully. But programming is available via web for most of our programs. As we move into 22-23, we're in the midst of beginning that process now. We expect to have a good number of live programs, also webcasts. Most of the live programs that OSCPA produces are also provided via web in order to be able to reach all quarters of our state and beyond. We have members outside of the state as well. So there's plenty of programming on a wide variety of topics for our members. Looking at some of the other things coming up, I do just want to mention again, based on the rules this morning, you know, rules discussion, the society is, you know, continuing to offer, if you happen to have topics that you'd like to have an article placed in the magazine, we have 4 issues a year. We could also place something online outside of that, you know, that quarterly issue. So that's an option if you'd like to take advantage of that. I know you also have your own you know, newsletter as well, so this would just be a supplement. It could cover anything that you want to cover, top, you know, topics of interest, hot topics, that sort of thing. Some other things, and I respectfully bring up the next 2 topics. I don't want to feel or come across disrespectful at all, so please forgive me if it seems that, but it is not meant that way. I'm continuing to have concerns expressed to me about the pipeline, and secondarily, particularly around the narrative. And the narrative, as you know, CPA candidates needing to go through their detail to become certified. What I hear over and over from, you know, some partners. Great frustration is that we are holding, and I'm using a little bit of a quote, we're holding our candidates to what may be a higher standard than other jurisdictions. And I'm not saying all other jurisdictions, but I'm saying many other jurisdictions. I do think it's an area that I request that worth consideration of checking. The topic of Washington obviously came up today. It's a topic that's been raised several times over the last few years. And much of that also, you know, moves through pipeline. We know we have social demographic issues right now, a lot of folks retiring. At the end of the day, there's not a time that I meet with partners in firm visits, etc. And granted, those have not been face-to-face for the last 18 months, but partners do call me. I've been with the society 40 years, and so people know me well, and they know they can call and just say whatever's on their mind. And they're expressing, you know, their concern about their ability to hire. And at the end of the day, you know, the pipeline is a very concerning issue. I've sat through two meetings the last week, national meetings. This is top on the agenda for those areas. And I'm not suggesting, and again, I'm just, you know, I'm passing on comments. I'm not suggesting that we do reduce our standard and that we have the most lack standards in the country, not suggesting that at all, but I would hope that we wouldn't be at the very top tier or the most challenging and difficult as well. At the end of the day, pipeline not only affects our members in the ability to be able to hire folks, but additionally, it's also an issue for public protection. If there's not enough people to get the work done, people have been through a very, very difficult, if you're in tax, you've been, and that's not to lessen what people have had, you know, on their plates outside of tax either. But the last 18 months have been very, very challenging. I think you could almost hear an audible sigh of relief when October 15th closed. So, you know, a concern is as more and more baby boomers retire, who's going to fill that pipeline? We know that Gen X is a significantly smaller population than baby boomers. And millennials are coming up behind, larger than Gen X, thankfully, and around the size of baby boomers, but we have to get people through the pipeline. And we're just asking that they're just be as much care as possible, and I know the board looks at things carefully, but as much care as possible about the processes, are we putting up obstructions? And again, I respectfully, you know, advance that, those prior comments to you. Last of all, I would like to express a very, you know, couple sincere thank yous. I did write a note to Kimberly and to Nancy about my concern on the CPE issue. You were very kind to listen to that this morning. Thank you kindly for that. And another request, if we could explore adding the Laws and Rules Committee back again, that was a very viable process from the perspective of OSCPA, not speaking for anyone else. But from that standpoint, we were able to have folks like Steve McConnell in that had a background in UAA. We had an educator in the room. In that case, it was someone on the board. But it would be, you know, it was a chance to really chew on these rules and topics and to make sure that we had opportunity to really debate them in a committee setting where a lot of conversation is acceptable versus, you know, as public, we're sitting on the outside and really cannot provide feedback. And quite frankly, coming into a hearing or providing written feedback when we get to the next stage of rulemaking is fairly ineffective. You're not hearing the whole story. There's no, it's like an email exchange. I send Mary an email, she replies back, we reply, we have this exchange. But when we have a conversation, we get right to the heart of things more quickly and we communicate and understand better. So I would request that we consider adding the Laws and Rules Committee back. And then last of all, thank you greatly to Kimberly and thank you to Nancy for your agreement to present a professional or a Board of Accountancy update at the December 2nd OSCPA Professional Issues Update. We really thank you kindly for taking the time to do that. I know there's a lot on the plate right now, so we appreciate that. And that concludes my remarks. And again, respectfully submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, the report of the OAIA.
This is J. Julie. Amanda had to step away from the meeting for a slight family issue, so she does not have a report to present today.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Julie. The report of the chair, that would be me. I don't have any additional information to share at this time. Joe, report of the vice chair, Joe Sullivan.
To report as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Report of the treasurer, Jason.
I have yet to see a final for our biennial actuals, but it looks like we were heavily underspent and several of our revenues. So kudos to Kimberly and staff for running a really tight show.
Great. Thank you, Jason. Any questions from board members on our budget? Okay, the report of the executive director.
Thank you. You probably have my report, but I'll just kind of brag on my staff a little bit here. We had a great renewal cycle in part, is Julie and our staff and our licensing team implementing a portal to have online submissions of the renewals as well as payments. And at the time we started, we were a little nervous and we didn't really know. We were kind of limping around, but I'm telling you, it was a really, really successful renewal season. So we are now looking to implement all of our applications, meaning exam applications and per registrations, which are coming up this fall, or now, or soon, or very soon, and all the other applications that we do have. So we're looking forward to that. I think we have a meeting later this morning. Anyway, we also did CPE audit letters. We sent out 756 for all active and inactive licensees. There is a large pile of paper in our office, and we are training Joel Parks and Leah Von Valen, our staff members, and they are doing a great job. E-commerce measures were adopted this last session. Customer service measures went beyond the target, so we're very proud of that. The compliance and measures were changed, so we haven't had any data yet to report. So we were, our staff looked weird, but at the same time, we were starting to count those measures, and we'll have something for the next reporting period. Some other news, Governor Brown's orders. The state is closed until January 1, 2022. I'm not sure if that won't be extended. We'll keep you posted. But that prohibits any public or contractors to come into our building. Therefore, we are doing virtual meetings still. Executive branch employees in the state were all mandated for full vaccinations no later than yesterday. And I'm happy to report that we are still full staffed at this point. There was another new state holiday that was introduced and passed for the last legislative session, Juneteenth. That will be every June 19th, beginning in 22. Approximately 970 registered firm renewals will be sent out here soon. Municipal mobility licensees, those are individuals who don't have a license in Oregon but have acquired a municipal auditor's license so that they can do audits in Oregon. And as breaking news this morning, if you haven't heard, there was a data breach of all employee and executive branch employees leaking our medical vaccine status. So if you haven't heard that, we are all reeling from that as well. The hits don't stop. So that is my report.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's disturbing to hear that there's been without a breach. Okay, we've got no old business. Item 18, the Qualifications Committee. There's a meeting summary, information only. Does anybody have any questions? Okay, 19, ratification requests. Is there a motion? Jason?
I make a motion to ratify all the CPAs that were submitted to it.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Stu is on mute, so he missed his cue.
I said, you didn't hear me.
All right. So for a vote of yes to ratify the CPA certificates and permits as presented, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is carried.
I make a motion to ratify all the permits that were submitted.
I'll second the motion.
For a vote ratifying the firm registrations, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed.
I make a motion to ratify all the industry certifications submitted.
I'll second the motion.
For a vote of yes to ratify the industry certificates and permits, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is passed.
And I make a motion to ratify all the admissions to the municipal PJ lab.
I'll second the motion.
For a vote to yes, accept those listed into the admission of the municipal roster, vote aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is passed. Okay, there was no peer review meeting. Kimberly, are there any final announcements?
Happy Halloween.
Okay. Our next meeting is scheduled for December 16th, 2021. So with that, we would adjourn. Kimberly, is it possible for you and Julie and I to stay on the line, well, just to, like for another 5 minutes?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you everyone, and we'll see you on December 16th.
Good evening.